The United States remains in deadlock in its attempt to elect a president. The Trump campaign says it will request an immediate recount in the key state of Michigan. Joe Biden is now projected to win Wisconsin. Counts are continuing in Michigan and Pennsylvania, pivotal states in getting candidates to the 270 electoral college votes they need to win. Donald Trump is maintaining his unsubstantiated claim the counting process is unfair, while the Democrats insist Joe Biden is on track for victory. Airlines have welcomed the move to reopen the border between New South Wales and Victoria later this month, saying they'll reinstate thousands of flights. Qantas and Jetstar will run around 250 weekly flights across five routes when the border opens on the 23rd of November. The federal government has signed another two agreements to give Australia access to potential COVID-19 vaccines early next year. Under the deals, Australia will get 40 million doses of a vaccine being developed by biotechnology company Novavax and 10 million doses of a vaccine being produced by Pfizer and BioNTech. There are fresh concerns for Australia's billion-dollar wine export industry this morning, with the Chinese government considering imposing retrospective tariffs on imports. Drinks giant Treasury Wine Estates says China's wine trade body has asked the Chinese government to bring in the tariffs. Chinese authorities launched an anti-dumping investigation into Australian wine earlier this year.